Welcome back to the WOMED and happy Monday. I have a question. Anyone know if they're still making Double Mint commercials? Am I aging myself with that one? Because I have double the nurses for you this week. I'm speaking with Sarah and Jenna Garces. They are sisters, they are twins, and they are both nurses. I've been wanting to share their journey for a while, specifically because they both went the Navy nurse route. I hope you're excited for Battleship Girl Power. All right, I wanted to shout out a few things for NDE this week. I just wanted to say a major thank you to docs like Dr. Bilardo and Dr. Khan, who can read studies without going cross-eyed and have the ability to deliver research in a palatable way on vaccines and COVID, because my brain just doesn't process things that way. And they do such a great job on their social media platforms of delivering facts. Secondly, many of you docs, nurses, pharmacists, CNAs, PAs, social workers, PTOTs have not had a break. Many are saying we're in this second wave of this COVID thing, and I'm like, do you mean the third wave? Or is it just one continuous monsoon? Or no, that's a tsunami at this point. Because my friends just haven't had a break. There's still shortages on PPE, and you've had to learn and cope and continue to bust your ass while dumbasses refuse to wear masks. I just want you guys to know that I see you, I see your bruised faces, I see your mask irritation, and I see your exhaustion. I see you. I love you, and I thank you for whatever that is worth. Sarah, Jenna, welcome to the WOMED. Thank you so much for joining me tonight.
Thank you for having us. We're so excited.
I'm really looking forward to catching up with you guys. So for those of you listening in, Sarah and Jenna are both nurses and they are twins.
Yay. Woo.
So after saying that, I feel like the first question on everyone's mind would be, have you ever showed up to each other's nursing shifts?
No, I wish we could. I think that would be a never, because Jenna is a labor, well, was a labor nurse. So if I ever showed up to her shift, I'd be like, I don't know what I'm doing. I just know PD patients and babies. And then Jenna, if she showed up to the peds ward, I just think it would be all badness. She'd be like, what are you talking about?
I don't need children. I can't. I'm like the screaming. Oh my goodness. I mean, screaming women is different than screaming children. So yeah, I think we're pretty happy with where we were at.
Oh, I love it. Okay. So Jenna, why don't you tell me a little bit about where you work?
Like my sister just said, I just got out of the Navy recently and I was an L&D nurse over in Virginia. And then I just moved back to San Diego, our hometown. And now I'm working as an aesthetic nurse in a medical spa. So
we get to talk about that then.
I know. So much fun. Love it.
Sarah, tell me a little bit about PEDS, please.
So I started out in PEDS. I'm going on year 4 of being in the pediatric specialty and I love it. It's my first choice. And I am probably going to stick around in PEDS for a little while longer, but the end goal is aesthetics as well. So I'm so excited to hear your take on it.
Well, awesome. You guys should just open up your own clinic together and get a medical director.
That is our dream. That is like our end goal. It's so funny you said that. And we say it very nonchalantly, like, oh, like, what do you want to do eventually? And we're like, oh, we're going to open up our own med spa together. And like, we say it so casually, but we actually mean it. So maybe one day.
Oh, I feel it. That's happening. You guys are going to make that happen. And then I'll have you back on to discuss what it's like trying to open up your own business as nurses.
Oh my goodness. That'd be so amazing.
So I'm curious, are you guys the first nurses in your family or is anyone else kind of in medicine?
So our mom, she's been a NICU nurse for 30 years now. So, and I know you were a NICU nurse.
Yes. Yes.
That is what both really inspired us to become nurses. And I'm sure you can relate because growing up, we would receive like Christmas cards from all these families I didn't know. Oh. And they were like grown kids. And she's like, till this day, they will always remember having my mom as a nurse. So I always thought that was super inspirational and so amazing. I can never do what you guys do. So yeah, she's been a big influence on us.
Definitely. I can never do NICU. It's so difficult, but she definitely inspired us. I think our like willingness to serve and like care for others, that definitely stemmed from our mom. But yeah, I don't know how you guys do it because NICU is a hard specialty.
Well, I would agree. NICU is very difficult. But by the same token, if I were to get floated to L&D or even newborn, I'm like, I don't know what to do with a healthy baby. Like,
because all your yes. are so
tiny. Yeah. Or there was another hospital I used to work at that was like, you could possibly get floated to postpartum. And I'm like,
oh,
I haven't checked a fundus in 7 or 8 years. So please don't do that to me. Like, I don't know what I'm checking for. I don't know if it's boggy or not.
Like, you're like, I have no idea.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. I know. I'd be like, just everyone's so funny about that. I was like, just rub it vigorously. And then the mom's like screaming and I'm like, it's good for you.
But by the same token, if I were ever floated up to the PICU, I would be like, okay, so I have some patients that can talk back to me or you can bite me. And
like, I'm not used to this.
No, no. It's so strange getting thrown out of your element like that.
Which is so funny because I feel like people who aren't around healthcare workers, they think it's one and the same. They're like, oh, so you work with newborns or you work with preemies. I'm like, I don't. I work with peds patients. It's different.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So different. And I only had them when they were like up to a couple hours old. And I'd be like, okay, postpartum, NICU, here you go.
One day, Jenna, actually, she was delivering a mom. And it was so funny because our census was low. And in Navy medicine, they're all about cross-training, having you go to all the different specialties. So they're like, oh, Sarah, do you want to go over to labor? And then the charge nurse put me on Jenna's team. So we were both in the room. And I was like, I'll stay here by the bassinet when the baby comes out. And Jenna will do, like, all the delivery thingies that labor nurses do. And the mom thought it was the funniest thing ever. She loved having us like both there. She's like, they're nurses and twins. And we're like, yes, we got all the bases covered. We got you.
Yeah, I was like, you can have the baby. You get the baby. I'll stay up here. Yeah, with the fundus. Repairs. I'm good. Yeah, no, I always say it's a bad day when I have to really get involved with a baby. I remember the one time I had to do NRP, I was like terrified. And I'm sure you're pretty, you know, familiar with that.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Oh,
where's NICU?
Like, we need the NICU team here, like, now. Like, someone page them.
I just remember looking at the baby with, like, blue. And I was like, this is it. This is what they're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. What's been your craziest experience as an L&D nurse? And how do you interact with your NICU team? You guys have like a good relationship?
Oh, yes. I love NICU. They're so incredible. And especially when we have a complicated delivery and you have to be focused on the mom, it's so great to have them there. Sometimes, you know, we don't expect it to be complicated for the baby as well. So that's when it gets kind of crazy. But yeah, love our NICU. I would interact with them every day. But my crazy experience is, I remember I came onto shift and it was just one of those days I was like, okay, I need a little more coffee to wake up. Gave me an Orient tea. She was so sweet, but you know, it's like I wasn't really in the mood to talk at that point. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, like I love to train, but I was not mentally there. And so I walk into my room to assess my patient and she looks really uncomfortable. And then I was just going to look at her pads, change her. And all of a sudden I see head coming out. And then I was like, oh my goodness. And I was like, and then I see ears and I look at the orientee and I was like, go get the doctors. And we were at the very last room in down the hall. And I would always joke, like, listen for my screams, because we're very loud in L&D when we talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially when things go down, everyone's screaming like, shoulder, get this. So yeah, she is, it's literally, it was like me or the floor. So I ended up delivering her, and the baby had a nuchal and a body cord.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So this is one of those times I was really glad that I went through some of the like advanced courses that we were able to take. I don't know why it's slipping my mind. Oh, POEP and stable, because yeah, I couldn't reduce the cord. And you'll see the doctors, whenever they deliver, they stop. When the head comes out, they check if they can reduce the cord. If not, they try to deliver through it. And it was a tight nuchal cord. I ended up having to do a somersault. So I had to essentially like flip the baby towards, following the way it comes out, I'm trying to imagine it, and like unravel the baby. And by the time the doctors came down, the baby was out. But yeah, I felt so bad for my orientee because it was just crazy. And then
wow,
I didn't even get to touch my coffee that morning. I remember that's the first thing I thought. I was like, my coffee's cold now.
I just delivered a baby by myself, but my coffee's cold.
I was like, man, I stopped by Starbucks and it was just sitting there. But it was pretty cool because we have this like book that we call the Book of Life, and all the providers document their deliveries in there. So I got to put my name in it. So
that's really neat.
Yeah, I loved it. I mean, I feel comfortable to say, like, you know, about delivering a baby. The mom was so sweet. I also feel bad. She was by herself. It was just me and her.
What a neat experience, though. I feel like those are the type of things that, like, I always used to wonder when, you know, I was in the OR rooms, like, with the NICU team, and dad would be there, like, snapping pictures with his phone, you know, and I'm just like, I wonder how many baby books I'm in at this point.
Oh, my gosh, right? Oh. I know. I can't even imagine. Just feel like, I probably look crazy if I wasn't any of them.
I'm probably glaring above my mask. Like, I probably am very intense and focused.
Oh, my gosh. But yeah, that was it. And you know how our pediatricians who come to the deliveries come with the NICU team. So whenever I circulate in the ORs, the attendings would be like, Garces, why are you over there? And I was like, I'm not with you. I'm in labor, because they think it'd be Sarah. And I was like, it's not me. I'm not catching this baby. I'm circulating.
You're like, wrong twin.
You know, especially with the masks, and like, we look similar enough. So they'd just be so, I feel bad. They'd be so confused. I was like, I'm not with you. Please don't tap me in.
That's so funny. So Sarah, you're with pediatrics.
I'm with peds.
Yes. Okay. PICU or just peds?
Peds.
I shouldn't say just peds. There is nothing just about being a pediatric nurse.
Oh, no. That is okay.
Same question. What's one of your, like, crazier experiences on your shift?
Oh, man. I feel like every day is so crazy that I just can't even pick one. I think one of the weirdest things that we saw, that maybe patient was here for like 2 weeks, is she had swallowed 32 magnets, and it was like all magnetized in her bowel and like, you know, ripping through it and stuff. And
oh,
so
my God.
That was just awful. I think it just makes me very nervous for whenever I'm a mom to not, like, because kids will put anything in their mouth.
Yeah. Like,
laundry detergent pods, like pills. Just the most random things that I would never think of. And I think the ingestion ones are just freaky, and they're so different every time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Oh my God. No. Magnets.
Magnets. Keep the magnets away from the little humans. They will eat it.
That is the best advice given out on this podcast.
Yes. You don't take anything else away from this podcast. Magnets away from the little humans.
Yes. Especially those little ones that you can, like, say words or something on your fridge, you know, like, yes, those things. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I'm just thinking about all of the just going in my head. Okay, we have perforations. We have, like, GI bleeds. We have...
Yes.
Oh, my God.
All of the things.
I cannot believe the holidays are almost here. Where the heck did 2020 go? It's been a strange, stressful year to say the least. Why not gift your family and friends something that is guaranteed to relieve some stress on their feet and put a little jingle in their steps? Yes, I am talking socks, and I want you to gift your people socks because we don't treat our feet very well, and all they do is support us all day long. Features are hands down the best, most comfy, and supportive sock I've ever slipped over my dainty little feet. I have super high arches, and these socks are engineered with zone-specific compression. They're super customizable and come in different levels of cushion and ankle height. I love ankle socks, and these just don't slip. I can walk 6 miles, and my Feature socks are still where they should be. You can get $10 off your first pair of Features just in time for the holidays. Use promo code WOMED at features.com for $10 off your first pair. That's Features, FEETURES.com, and use promo code WOMED. Okay, so did you guys used to work at the same, you worked at the same hospital together?
Yes. So we did ROTC, which is like the Navy Reserve Officer Training Corps. It's essentially a commissioning source to become an officer. So there are different like ways to become officers in the Navy. You can go through like an ODS type boot camp. You can do the academies like the Naval Academy or West Point, or you can do ROTC, which is what we did. So it kind of goes hand in hand with your college experience. So we were just normal college humans, but at the same time, we also woke up really early and we went to Northwestern University for our ROTC training program. So we would learn about like military history, customs and bearings, all things Navy, like prepping us to be officers. Mm-hmm. So after 4 years, we graduated with our BSN and we received our commission into the United States Navy the same day. And that's where it kind of all started. So 4 years of training, and then now we're nearing 4 years of, you know, active duty service on my end. And yeah, we got stationed together for our first duty station. You don't really get a pick where you go. You have preferences. So Jenna and I wanted to do a big hospital to get the experiences and see all the different specialties. So we went to Portsmouth, Virginia for our first duty station.
That's so cool. I'm so blown away by the whole like Navy nurse thing on its own. And then like, you both went and did it. Because I've only worked with one Navy nurse in my life.
Ooh.
And it just was, I was like, oh my, like, tell me about your life. Like, so are you guys active, still on active duty then? Like, could you guys be like called off, you know, if something happened and have to go be nurses on a ship? Or
yes and yes. So me, Sarah, I am active duty still, and Jenna just separated, so she's not, but she was. But Jenna deployed.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, where like did you go?
So 2017, I don't know if you remember Hurricane Maria, it mm-hmm. hit Puerto Rico pretty badly, and that was the year I think it was like 2 months after we graduated, commissioned, passed our NCLEX. So brand new nurses. We just started our nurse residency program in Virginia. Mm-hmm. And like you're saying, like when you're in the Navy and you're serving, you can be called up at any time to go, you know, anywhere they need you. And they needed a lot of nurses to deploy down there on the Comfort, because we have two hospital ships. The Mercy is over here in San Diego, and the Comfort is in Virginia. So I was given a 6-hour notice. I remember walking into work that day, and then they were choosing people to go. And of course, I was thrilled to go. But yeah, I remember my mom was visiting, and it's so funny because she was a Navy nurse. So I was texting her while I'm at work, getting all this stuff done, because you have to prep, make sure, mm-hmm. sure you're up to date with your vaccinations, make sure you're deployable. And she was packing my C bag, which is those big green bags you see the military carry around, for me to take on the ship with me. And that was all I was going to have with me. So I think I had like two sets of uniforms, you know, some toiletries. And then I checked in that night, and then we left the next day for nearly 3 months. yeah, it was a great experience. And it was pretty cool because we got to see, well, I got to see a lot of, it was my first real nursing experience. Yeah. And I actually, oddly enough, I worked in the med-surg unit with all males. So it's so funny because I ended up working in labor and delivery with primarily healthy people.
Yeah.
And it was completely opposite, all females. So
that's so wild.
Yeah.
I just can't imagine just like living and being on a ship like that. Like,
I loved it. I tell people, I mean, you can go stir crazy, but it's like you're so cut off from the rest of the world. You really just focus on, you know, work. And I love the sailors I deployed with. And then you realize how much time you have when you're not distracted by like social media or things like that, because you don't have that. So every morning I would wake up at like 3 or 4 a.m., work out because we had a gym on the ship. I would go to the chow hall, eat, we would muster, and then we would work our 12-hour shifts.
The only thing different about what you're saying and being on The Bachelor is that you would have had to do that mic'd.
Oh my gosh. You have to wake up early in The Bachelor?
Well, I mean,
it's late, right?
Not necessary. You're usually going to bed when the sun is coming up, and then they wake you up at like 7.
Oh my goodness! See,
not every day. I shouldn't say like not every day, but
right.
Yeah, you're like cut off from the world, like thrown into this, you know,
no small social vitamin, media, no
seeing the same people every day.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, no, that's so fun.
Are you watching this current season?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Yep. Okay, good. Good, good. Just making sure we're all on the same page, because we are too.
We could talk about that later, but I love Tayshia.
Me too.
We'll just She's get amazing. That later.
I love her. She's so cute.
Love her. But yeah, circling back, that's the thing I think people don't know about Navy nursing is that Navy nurses deploy on humanitarian aid and disaster relief efforts, like Jenna was talking about, like very, very unplanned things. So like we also sent nurses out to New York City when COVID was really bad, or LA. Oh. So we're helping internally the US, but we're also helping other like countries, and we'll go around and like just partner with other nations. And really, like it's a great mission set, I think, which you wouldn't think of when you think of the military and the Navy, but yeah, it's fun.
I think that's
very rewarding.
I think that's really amazing. And I kind of wish I would have, you know, thought about that a little bit more. I think I was just so nervous about school in general. And I'm not an athlete. And I think I had it in my head that like, you have to be like really, really fit.
Everyone thinks that. And I'm like, you know, decently, I think, you know, we have to take a physical training test, but yeah, you don't, I don't think you have to be crazy athletic. I think it is funny because a lot of people be like, I don't think I will be able to pass the test. I'm like, you will pass the test. That is the least of your worries.
So you said your mom was a Navy nurse. Did she kind of guide you and like steer you into that path?
So funny enough, they like our parents. So our parents, we come from a military family. My dad was an Army artillery officer and my mom was Navy nurse. And our grandpa was in the Navy, retired after like 30 years. But they didn't really push us or like tell us to go to the Navy. It was just something that I think, again, like nursing, we're just naturally drawn to. It wasn't like this set decision, like I'm going to join the Navy. It was just like this kind of understood like, oh, I want to be a nurse and I also want to serve. So that's like the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
But it was really nice having her as like kind of a resource. Like, so she started as Navy nurse in the hospital that I'm currently working at in Naval Medical Center San Diego, which is so awesome. It comes full circle. I'm working with the NICU attendings that she trained with and nurses that she worked with. And it's a small Navy and it's a really small family. So it's pretty cool.
They used to babysit us. I remember I went to the hospital and one of the attendings she worked with came up to me and he's like, I used to babysit you, Jenna. And I was like, sir, I'm an officer now. I was like,
you will address me as such.
I know. Yes. I was like, oh my, because he knew me when I was like a baby. It's just so funny. Yeah, it's crazy that Sarah works there now too. So
I'm just thinking, because I know, you know, the military, Navy, Army has gone through so many changes, especially since allowing, you know, women and stuff to join. Have you talked to your mom at all, like, about, are things different now than they were when she was in the Navy?
Yes. I think when she was in the Navy, she said there were like there were very few females. It was a like mostly male dominated profession, which the military generally still is, but now it's a little more, there are more females, especially in officer positions. So that demographic is slightly shifting. But yeah, to put it in perspective, when our grandpa was in the Navy, Filipinos weren't allowed to be officers. We weren't allowed to be like a higher rank. So things are definitely changing for the better. But yeah, so my mom was kind of like that front line woman leading the way, breaking glass ceilings.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
That's really amazing.
Girl power.
I love girl power.
Yes. Yeah. We're here for it.
You were saying that the Navy likes you to be cross-trained a lot. So how much say do they have in like your residency programs then? So you have your nursing clinicals, you graduate from nursing school. Then once you've passed your boards and stuff and you're in the Navy, do they do like another set of training with you?
Yes. Great question. Because when we got to our hospital, they had a nurse residency program, which was about 6 months. But I think it was different in other traditional nurse residency programs that are becoming increasingly popular around the country, in that we rotated through different specialties, different wards every week. So it was good because we're able to get a feel for different specialties and also get a feel for the different people that work there and make sure we work well with them. And so I think that was very helpful. And we also had grand rounds. So there was, you know, that little buffer before we started as full nurses and after we took our boards. As for choosing our specialty in the Navy, it's a really weird concept, I think, first to explain to civilians, but we also don't get a choice, which I think is part of serving and sacrificing, is like we only get to say what we would like to do. So I said I would like to do peds. We have a dream sheet. My sister said she would like to do labor and delivery, and as best as possible they try to accommodate that, but at the end of the day it's always what they say is needs of the Navy, and you know, just sometimes that isn't possible. And for a lot of my peers, that wasn't possible for them to start off where they wanted to. Whereas if you're a civilian, you can turn down a job or look somewhere else or kind of wait. We don't have that kind of agency because we, you know, raised the right hand and we're serving, I mean, in a different way.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So what is it like leaving the Navy? Like, are
so
you
weird.
Yeah. Do you have to give like so many years, like for them to pay student loans or something like that? Or are you just like, okay, well, I feel like I'm done now and I'm gonna step on out?
Kind of both. Fine.
Right. Because we received a scholarship, we owed a certain amount of years active duty, and then any time on after that, you can sign on to and go to a different duty station. So usually serve about 2 to 3 years at each duty station. So that's why we were in Virginia for like 3.5 years. And then I separated. But yeah, it is interesting because I just started my new job and I was I was training with one of the other nurses. And I was asking her questions and I forgot. I was like, so how does this whole clocking in thing work? Because we never clocked in the military. So I was like, they go by each like minute or hour? And I keep forgetting, because when you're in the Navy, you're in the military, like, you know, they have all your time.
Yeah.
You know, if they need you to come in extra, you'll come in extra. So yeah, there's just like funny nuances I'm noticing working as a civilian now, but you know, it's all good things. Yeah, it's just interesting to me. So different.
Oh my gosh, I cannot imagine.
That is true. We don't clock in.
Yeah.
I know. The concept of clocking in. And she was like, oh, you just clock in. I was like, oh, okay.
Wow. So what are you guys working on outside of nursing now?
Our FNP.
Yep.
Ooh.
We have 4 more classes left and we are finally seeing the light. It's been rough, especially with COVID, but we're kind of in that clinical. We're going to start clinicals here in the next new year. We're really excited about it. It's just something we're kind of balancing on our off time.
That's amazing. So you're going to be nurse practitioners with your own aesthetic clinic.
Yes, that's the goal.
I'm so impressed with you guys. I think that's amazing. I wish now, like looking back, that I would have, you know, maybe taken that step to go back to school and maybe advance my degree. But I was always just so happy as a bedside nurse, you know, and for a long time, I didn't really, you know, I just kind of stayed in my box and didn't really think there was that much else that was offered. Like I knew I could be a nurse practitioner, but I was like, like, what am I going to do with it? And there's just such a huge world that you can do, especially with like an FNP or just your nurse practitioner degree.
Right. So true. I think that's why we picked FNP stands like maybe PNP or women's health or midwifery when we were talking about it like 2 years ago when we started, because FNP is just so versatile. Like you can do so many things. Except NICU, obviously, you need to be an NNP.
Yeah.
Those little humans are very specific. But yeah.
Very.
I like the versatility.
Right. That's... And honestly, I tell people, it's like, I don't know if if I can only pick one thing to do inpatient, it would be L&D. But I didn't see it as a forever kind of thing, which is okay. And my mom, who is still a NICU nurse, and she loves it. I was always so inspired by how passionate she is. Like she's off for 2 weeks. She went in yesterday. She was supposed to go in for only 4 hours to do pick lines because she's amazing at them. So she went in for eight. She stayed for 8 hours because she loves it that much. And I was like, I always want to find something like that for myself.
Yeah.
So when you say that, I was like, that is amazing. Like to have that passion. I always think, okay, well, like I feel like I'm getting close to it and I'm on the path now working in aesthetics, but yeah, I've always admired that, especially in NICU. So my mom was always trying to convince me. She's like, just be NICU. You'll love it. And I'm like, I don't know if I can. I'm so loud. They don't like me there.
That's too funny. Yeah. A lot of units do have sound meters in them.
I know. No way.
Yeah.
Do they?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
They're so sensitive to light and noise.
Right.
Wow. I mean, like if they're like overstimulated too much, I mean, you can trigger a brain.
Right.
A brain bleed.
I would be a hazard because I'm so used to L&D and like loud and screaming. And
you're cheering moms on.
I'm yelling, like, keep pushing. And then I go to Nikki and I'm like, okay, Jenna, like be quiet. The babies are trying to bake a little bit. Like, don't.
Yeah, no, Shanna, that's a hard pass for you. That's a no-go.
She wanted me to be a NICU nurse. Like, I was like, are you kidding me?
No.
I love listening to your dynamic, but how is the twin dynamic?
We're very different people, like in college, we're in different sororities, but we're also the same, very similar at the same time. We fight like sisters, but then we'll like make up 5 minutes later and like not even think about it. And I think it's just literally having someone from day one or like day of conception, whatever, like, like that's a different type of bond. Like we're like built-in best friends. We always joke we're each other's womb mates, like roommates and womb mates.
I love but, that. Like,
we're so close. And I think it's nice because we're each other's hype woman. Cause there's like, I feel like there's nothing we can't do. I'm like, oh, we should like, I should, you know, start, you know, doing a blog or doing something on the social or going to FNP school. And we're always like telling each other, oh, of course you can do that. Like, and I think that's why in our social media presence, we try to be that for other people. Cause not everyone necessarily has that person in their corner. But I think it's, I can't imagine not being a twin.
I know.
I don't know.
I was having that existential crisis the other day thinking about it. Like, who am I without you?
I'm no one.
I'm no one. I know. Yeah. I always say we're two sides of the same coin.
Oh.
And Sarah's a little more headstrong. Like, she's always been a little braver. And she's my ultimate hype woman. Like, and people ask us if we're always like competitive with each other, but I've never seen it that way. We always push each other to be our best. And like, I don't care if I'm number two, as long as I say it's her, that's number one. So yeah, and that's why we've definitely encouraged that. And I think nowadays, I was just talking to someone about this with social media and the comparison game.
Mm-hmm.
It's really hard on people, but it doesn't really get Sarah and I down, I think, because we've been so used to being compared our whole lives that we've had to really hone in on our individuality. Mm-hmm. And know our worth and our uniqueness, even though people look at us like, oh, you're both nurses, you both do this, like you're the same. And, but, you know, it really taught us a lot. And I think that's one of the ways we're able to help each other and, you know, hopefully inspire other people to just go after it. So yeah, we love being twins. I can't imagine anything else. So
that's so, so sweet. I never had a sister. I always wanted one. And I got a little brother instead, but he's still my best friend.
Oh, I love that.
He has promised that we will be each other's like best person. Like, he'll be my man of honor and I'll be his, like, I guess, best person or something.
His best.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. It was supposed to happen. Well, he's just recently divorced. Well, not too recently. It's a good thing. It's a really good thing.
Oh, good. Good.
she wasn't going to, she didn't let me be his stand up on his side.
What?
No. Yeah.
No.
Red not flag.
Porch mm-hmm. tat.
Yeah. She also had to use all of Ian's friends to be on, to stand up on her side.
Isn't that a red flag? Oh my gosh.
There were plenty of them.
Oh my gosh.
It's fine though. It's fine. She's out of our lives and I couldn't be more grateful.
Yay.
And you know what? Even if she hears this, whatever. I don't care. But sorry, that's not very like sisterly, but I'm really excited for him to like kind of grow and whoever he is seeing someone now and she sounds pretty awesome, but I digress. What was that was a total tangent, but where I was going with it was, I feel like you both look different. Like, I feel like I can tell you apart, but like we haven't like in photos and stuff, but we haven't spoken enough for me to differentiate like who is but I can hear it in your voices now, obviously, after this. But thinking about nursing school, it was so difficult, you know, but I imagine it was so much nicer to have, you know, your personal champion, you know, through that.
Yes, because nursing school can be very competitive.
Yes. Oh my
God. So it was nice to have like just that, you know, that person, that study buddy. And it was really awesome.
We were also enablers though, because remember we lived together and I'd be napping or you'd be napping. And then the other one would be like, okay, it's nap time. So we'd be napping like all the time.
We're like, yeah, we don't need to study right now. It's okay. Self-care.
I know. We're like, let's just both sleep at 1 p.m.
That's okay.
And then you stay up until 3 a.m. making games, studying. And then yes, you go and take your tests.
Exactly.
That's how college works.
Yes.
Definitely. Nursing school in a nutshell.
I know. We were the ones who would like show up late with Starbucks to class. That was us.
Yes.
You know, the dynamic of like who's who in nursing school. That was us. We went with our Starbucks show up late after our naps.
Hey, so nursing school is that difficult. You have
we would be studying. Sometimes it was because we were studying on our own, mm-hmm, rather than going to class. because, yeah, it's balanced. We made it. Never want to do that again.
Thank goodness.
No.
What? Okay, just to close it out, what is the most annoying thing people ask you about being twins?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I don't like that. Can you read each other's minds? Or like if I pinch you, will she feel it? Because I'm like, I will hurt you.
Hurt me? Yeah. I'm like,
if
please.
You hurt me, I will hurt you.
What do people ask me? I think it's the either, do you guys ever, this was a weird question I always felt was weird, like have the same taste in guys? I was just like, ew, no.
Even
was,
watching The Bachelor, we don't.
I know, like, we're in polar opposites. She's like, I'm like, oh, that guy's so cute. And she's like, ew. I'm like, no.
Totally. I'm like, oh my gosh, Chasen is so cute. And she was like, ew, no. Like, we just have completely different types all the time. Right.
I know. Not even a thought. Or the, I don't know, when people think we're the exact same person. And I'm just like, but we're not.
even at the Figs retreat, you could tell us apart. And we had like met only the year prior. So I'm like, if she can tell us apart after not seeing us for a year, then people who work with us every day should get their stuff together.
together. I know. Sarah knows when they're my friends because they go up and hug her and she texts me and be like, one of your friends just hugged me. And we usually just let it fly because we don't want to embarrass the person. So I'll just be, they'll be like, Sarah, and I'm like, oh, hey, you.
You're so nice.
I know, because I was like, I don't want to make them feel bad or they right. just were confused. Oh, yeah.
That's so funny. I can't imagine what life would be like with a twin.
Best thing ever.
Except for when your clothes are missing, but you know where they are.
Yeah.
My closet.
That's a given. That's a given.
It's a sure thing.
Okay, one last thing. What advice do you guys have for anyone considering a career in Navy nursing or going that route to help with student loans or anything like that?
We get this question all the time. So I would say talk to your local recruiter and look into the different Navy like nursing commissioning programs, whether it be NCP, RTC, or like the direct accession. Recruiters will know a lot more about that. But yeah, I get a lot of messages all the time about how to get into Navy nursing. So just talk to your local recruiter because they will direct you. And yeah, if they do help with tuition, they paid full ride for both of our nursing schools, which school is not cheap nowadays. So definitely nope. is helpful.
For real. And I would say, because I get a lot of questions from people who are not sure if they want to join, but they're interested for the reasons that we've talked about, like being able to deploy, travel. I would just think really hard if, you know, the lifestyle is for you because it is a big commitment, but it's so rewarding and it's such a unique experience. So definitely always encourage it. But yeah. And of course, people can always ask us, but now I'll just refer them to this podcast if they want to hear about it.
No, that's great. I love that that's a resource. Where can you be found on the socials?
So I can be found on my Instagram at the.nurse.sarah and Jenna.
Yep, I'm on IG, the nurse Jenna.
No dots.
No dots. No dots, two N's. Yes.
Awesome. Well, you guys, thank you so much for making time today to speak with me. I've been wanting to get you guys on the pod for a while just because, you know, I mean, y'all are twin nurses and you were both in the Navy. And I just think, I was like, it's like two scoops of awesomeness. So
thanks. We love you.
Oh, I love you guys too. I hope I get to see you guys again soon. Huge thank you again to nurses Jenna and Sarah for coming on the pod and sharing their journeys and plans. The twin energy is strong and empowering, and I'm here for it. Make sure to follow along with Sarah at the.nurse.sarah and Jenna at the nurse Jenna, both on Instagram. If you have a moment, make sure you're subscribed to the WOMED so you never miss an episode. Leave some love in the WOMED DMs at the WOMED. And thanks so much for tuning in week after week. Until next time, WOMED out.